Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Interesting story on Behind the Herald Headlines once again today. Another old explosive has been discovered at the bottom of Kirikha's Strelitzia Dam. This time, the shell of an old landmine. The third time since 2019 that explosive devices have been found in the dam. And residents as well as experts are stumped as to where it comes from. We've got an expert on the line, military historian Franco Cilia. Thanks for joining us, Franco. What do you make of this?
Thank you for calling and all of that. I think it's maybe it was a stockpile from somebody that brought stuff back from the border war, or it was maybe some political organization. The police statement says it's an empty shell, so maybe it could have even been a training model that didn't have explosives, and the person didn't know what to do with it and decided to toss it into the dam. He didn't want to call the police and say, listen, I have a landmine, and then, you know, all the intended consequences.
Sure. Now, it's a TM-46 landmine, I've been advised. I don't know what that means. Can you tell me, please? Is it dangerous to the public, or would it have been...
It's an anti-vehicle landmine, so it's made to so the big difference is you need to press, you can set the amount of weight, but normally it needs about 140 up to 400 kilos before the landmine will go off. So it's targeted at vehicles. So it's not meant for people. But what has happened in the past is as they get degrade, if they lay it out in the sand or outside, they degrade. And you can imagine a door hinge which gets stuck. So the detonator gets pressed down a little bit every time somebody goes over it or a vehicle of the right weight. And then unfortunately, maybe a pedestrian goes across and he's just that 1 millimeter away and the landmine goes off. And they carry about 5 kilos of explosives. So it's not, as an internet person, this personality says, it's a significant emotional event if one of these things go off close to you.
Would it be unstable, fair to say, after at least a couple of years in the water?
Yes. No, it is. Any unexploded or detritus from war, you assume it's unstable. Even in this case, they removed it, but you'll see a lot of the time people just prefer to blow it in space where it is. They don't want to. If they can't blow it, then they'll try and remove it or make it safe. But otherwise, you put some explosives on it and you just detonate it. It's the safest option than carrying the thing. And a lot of these landmines also have what they call anti-tilt mechanisms. So if they lay it and somebody tries to lift them and there's movement, the landmine also detonates. It doesn't then need a vehicle.
Do we know if the landmine is of South African origin or...
No. TM-46 are all from the Eastern Bloc. The Soviets made them and then shared the industrial know-how and blueprints with all of the Eastern Bloc and China. So it's kind of a generic landmine at this point, to the point where landmine-protected vehicles are a lot of the time rated in how many TM-46 landmines they can survive under a wheel. So in the specifications, they'll say this vehicle is proof against two mines at one go.
We appreciate you joining us and sharing your expert knowledge with us on Behind the Herald Headlines today. Military historian Franco Cilia, have a good day.
Thank you.
Joining us now on Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann, Councillor Rolf Besson. Councillor, it is in your ward that a shell of an old landmine was found, the Strelitzia Dam in Kirikha. How did you come to hear about it? Who alerted you?
Good morning, Darren. I was alerted by the Station Commissioner, Brigadier André Swart of UTNA, or Kirikha, as it's called now, on Sunday, that a landmine was found in the Strelitzia Dam. Currently, the dam is empty because of problems we're having with transferring water from the purification works to the dam. I communicated with SAPS explosives unit, and they informed me that they have done a preliminary investigation and that the landmine was really not primed, as I think the way they called it. And it's extremely old. It's apparently a common type of landmine, but it doesn't matter the origin of it. What matters is the safety of the residents in that particular area.
Sure.
You're quite right that this is not the third, but I think the second time that 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 something of this nature is found in the dam, and we believe that it's been disposed of in when there was still water in the dam. The original items that were found were mortars. I think there were 6 or 8 in total that were found initially. After the unit, went right through and with dogs, and it was a very extensive search at that stage. That's in 2019. You made reference to 2019. Since 2019, this was the first time that something has been found again. It's not far away from where the mortars were found. I would say like 20 meters, and it's very close to the wall of the dam. So hence we think somebody came and disposed of it, threw it into the dam.
Sure.
I've been on site with the explosives unit yesterday. They are screening it. They had dogs out there. And they're doing it from wall to wall. And at this stage, until it's declared safe, and the police have done their work, we would really call on the public not to, to enter the area, although it's not cordoned off, because we don't want the whole world to, go into a scare, because it's not, we don't think there's anything else. The view of the experts are that the particular area where the mine was found was checked, because it's, as I said, it was like 20 meters away from the original stash, if I can call it that way.
Sure.
So the view is that it might have been disposed of later. I have requested yesterday the parks department to clean some of the growth that's very close to the dam wall, so that the police can do a better search, because it's difficult for the dogs to get into the thicket there. So yeah, until it's been properly declared safe, the best is not to. In fact, generally, it's not safe to go into the. How can I say, the dam itself,
sure.
Because of the type of vegetation that's in there, it can hurt people. We hope to start filling the dam in not too far future, because we need that water for the schools to water the sport fields and the golf course and so forth. Yeah, and that's really the long and the short of my side of it.
Rolf, so we're obviously advising the public to steer clear of the area for now. Will there be an announcement made once the area has been searched properly by the police explosives unit to just let everyone know that there's no danger? And should someone on the off chance come across something like this again in the future, is it just a call to the police or do they alert you? What is the process to be followed?
The best is to, the first question, yes, we will definitely, on all media, declare or make a declaration that the place is safe again, because people do like to go there. So as soon as I get the blessing from the unit, then we will place it on our various platforms that we have. And we will also make sure that it gets published in the newspaper. Hopefully you will assist us there. And secondly, I will also use the community newspaper that is circulating in the Utnek Dispatch area. The best is to call the police, and they can also alert me. Then I can alert the authorities. But in an instance of that nature, anything that looks suspicious in that area of a metal nature, I would think that would be the best is to call the SAPS, the 10111 number, report it to them, and they have got their protocols that they follow, because it's not, you need specialized people to deal with those type of things.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today on Behind the Herald Headlines. Councillor Rolf Besson, have a good day.
Thank you very much, Darren. You too.
Joining us now, we have Police Warrant Officer Majola Nkokhli. He is the spokesperson for the South African Police Services, and they have taken away that landmine found in Strelitzia Dam in Kareka. Thank you so much for joining us, Warrant Officer. Tell us about your knowledge of the incident.
Good morning to you, sir.
and to the people that are listening. Just briefly, just to correct one thing, the item that was found mm-hmm. on Sunday, 23rd of October, it was a TM-46, it was a shell of a TM-46 landmine. So it was not an active, so it was only a shell of that landmine.
So there was no danger of an explosion. That's reassuring.
Yes. That we can confirm there was no danger in terms of it exploding. But it was safely removed and by our explosive section of the SAPS.
Warrant Officer, there will be concern from the public, though. Explosive devices have previously been found in the same dam. And we're just wondering, how is the process from here on in going to make sure that everything is safe in the future and we don't have more of these?
What we are engaging with the municipality as the SAPS to make sure that that area is cordoned off so that we can start sweeping that area to see. Because if you remember, about 3 years ago, there were motors that were found in the same vicinity.
Yeah.
And which was safely removed and taken to one of the military base in Makanda, where they were safely detonated in a safe environment, away from people.
Are police in the process at the moment of sweeping the area to make sure there aren't any other devices, or has that been completed?
Last time I had I received a report, they were in the process. I'm not sure whether that has been concluded yet as we speak.
Well, we do hope that you don't find any more explosive devices in the area, and we wish for public safety for all our residents. We thank you very much for the work you've done. Final thoughts on the matter? Should another object be found, how should people proceed? Phone 10111, or is there someone else they can contact?
What we can do, is, if any person gets to come across or stumble across any military item that could resemble a landmine or a mortar or any military explosive device, the only advice that we could give to the public out there, firstly, contact your nearest police station. Number two, let's make sure that we evacuate the area so that even the bystanders around move away. We must move away from the area and make sure that up until the police declare the area safe, then people can converge in that particular area. But up until, if that has not been done, people must evacuate and stay away from that area. Don't touch any military device that you come across with as a member of the public.
We appreciate you joining us and sharing your thoughts on the matter today. Police spokesperson, Warrant Officer Majola Nkokli. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Likewise.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.